Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is it Friday yet?
I wish.
Morning, Mess. Good morning to you and to yours. How you doing? So you got Joey Boy.
I really looked. Hi, it's Anisha.
Did you? It's Gina.
And Carla.
Yeah, man. Tuesday, right? It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, yes.
All right,
yes.
We're going to open up these phone lines really quick, man. It's going to ask you the question, what is your snitch meal? What is your snitch meal, okay? Let me tell you the story that's going viral about cops detained this young man for questioning for a crime that he witnessed, okay? So talking to this young man, he looks like, man, I don't know, 19 years old. Is the video up? Do we post the video so people can check it out? Or maybe we will?
If it's not up yet, it's going to be up super soon at the Morning Mess on Instagram.
Awesome. So they're questioning him about this crime that he obviously, you know, he witnessed, and it's his friends that committed the crime. So this guy it feels like he, you know, probably for hours, they said, no, I don't know who did what. It wasn't me. And then they start bringing up names. Nah, bro, I can't say anything, bro. I can't. So you know he knows until the cops bring out a meal. And then this guy starts snitching. Now, it looks to me it was like a sandwich.
Oh, come on.
Exactly, right?
It's got to be more than a sandwich if I'm going to snitch out with my crew.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you gotta have chips too.
I believe there were chips and maybe a soda, but that was his snitch meal. He sold out his friends. Now through the video, it gets hilarious because not only does he snitch out his friends that obviously witnessed commit a crime, he then implies about some crimes that his mom did.
Oh.
This had to happen in Kentucky because then he brings up Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
That Jack Harlow knows about, like, drug trafficking.
Oh,
if it goes
wow.
through Kentucky, Jack Harlow knows about it. He starts snitching on everybody in the, like, oh, I'm like, oh, my God, that's an amazing sandwich. So I ask you, Morning Mess, and you listening right now, what is your snitch meal? The cops had you held up. What kind of meal would it take to blow the whistle on your mom? Okay?
Hopefully more than a sandwich and some chips.
Yeah. Carla, let me ask you, what would your snitch meal be then?
They would have had to contact my mother to cook my favorite spaghetti that she makes. It's a dry spaghetti, put a little bit of sour cream in it, a side of a cold Dr. Pepper, and I'm singing like a canary. I am singing.
Okay, sour cream, spaghetti, and a Dr. Pepper. This looks like we got Ash. What's your snitch meal?
Okay, so you know the Little Debbie Christmas crepe?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's an ice cream.
What? Hold on.
I love this. There's a Little Debbie's Christmas tree ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it only around like for a certain season or?
Yeah, I think I have like 10 in my freezer right now.
My kind of girl.
Yes.
I've never heard of these.
Nor have I.
What?
Dude, they sell them at Walmart. They're like $2.50.
Yep.
That's all it takes to snitch at your family? It's $2?
$2.50. I would hate to have you as a cousin. Like, no, man. Okay.
I mean, go big or go home.
Okay, y'all.
Okay.
All right, so my question is, I'm more concerned about this ice cream here. Are you the type of girl that finishes the pint all at once, or do you just kind of go, like, piece by piece, day by day?
You need to take me out for a drink before you get that answer.
Well, girl, wait. Gay,
that's right, you are gay.
But can I ask, like, when was the first moment you tasted this ice cream and just knew it was your treat for life?
When I went to the grocery store, like, Friday, like, I brought it home, and I waited for my wife to leave the house so I didn't have to share, and I ate the entire thing.
Oh, this is levels.
You tried it for the first time just this past Friday?
Yes.
And now you have...
Love at first sight.
Oh, you go all in on things that you love, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And I don't even like sugar or chocolate or anything, but this, I'd snitch on people for this.
Oh, my God, Ashley. You have the whole morning mess headed to Walmart after the show to buy these. What the hell?
For real.
They're so good. What is this? We're Googling it right now. Oh, my God. 90,000 calories. It's well worth it. Okay.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Leave it to Joey.
Ash, thanks for the call, love.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
I really want to try one of these.
I got to try the ice cream.
What
I need
hell?
To.
One of the ice cream looks like the
cake, I'm assuming,
cake, right?
Right?
It's probably the same design, right?
That'd be cool.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, we got to try. What is your snitch meal? What is your snitch meal? You got held up by the cops and questioning you for a crime you witnessed. You're not blowing the whistle or snitching until they bring out what meal? Anish, I need yours up next. Hmm. And, taking your calls up next. It's the morning mess. We're hanging out with you on a Tuesday. We figured out today is Tuesday morning and asking you the question, what would your snitch meal be? What would your snitch meal be? Because cops detained this young man. Basically, he witnessed a crime. And they were asked, we know you know who did it. Okay, we know you didn't do it, but we know one of your friends did. And this kid, for hours, is just denying. And he's crying. He's like, I can't snitch out. So they know he knows because he's saying, like, I can't snitch out my boy.
I know. You're supposed to say you don't know anything.
Right. So until the cops bring out a meal, it looks like a sandwich, some chips and soda. And this guy just snitches out his friends. He brings up his mom. He snitches out his mom about some things she's doing. And for some reason, he starts throwing Jack Harlow under the bus about how Jack Harlow is like a drug kingpin. Like, this is all what this is. We're not saying he is.
Right.
We're saying that this meal had this guy snitching on everybody, including people he didn't even know. So what is your snitch meal? Anish, let's go to you, okay?
So, like, in the same vein of Carla talking about, you know, with your mother's cooking, I think it would be the same for me. So my mom, I'm Indian American. Like, my mom would make this thing called khichdi, which is, like, I guess Indian porridge.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two different versions. So there's one that's, like, white and brown, and then there's one that's yellow. I never see the yellow one anywhere. So if somebody brought me yellow khichdi and then also a Hershey Symphony bar, aww, because she also said that I was, like, that's the fanciest chocolate bar that's out there.
Really?
Yeah, which is a lie. It was to get my her young fat boy to not eat all of the chocolate that was in the fridge. But if someone were to present those two things to me, my mind would just be like, oh, I'm in trouble. So I would just snitch.
Okay.
Because if you were to remind me of my mother, I'd be like, well, I don't know what happened, but the jig is up, so.
It happened at 2:08 in the morning. He was wearing white gloves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So looks like we got Allison on the line. Allison, what's your snitch meal?
It would have to be fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
But from where?
Oh, I grew up in New York.
So what does that mean? Like specifically New York fried chicken or?
Oh, like Kentucky fried chicken. Well, no, Popeyes.
Girl, you want us to go to the Popeyes in New York for you?
Can you imagine? You're here and you're like, yeah, I want KFC from New York. I want it from the boogie down Bronx. I want a guy deliver it in some Timberlands.
Fine.
Okay.
I would never snitch on my friends, so.
That's a lie.
No, really, I wouldn't.
You just said you would for some, like, Popeyes.
I know.
You literally just said for $8.95 you would snitch on your friend.
$8.95. Hilarious. Yeah, do not commit a crime with her around. Jesus, okay. Or you probably shouldn't commit a crime at all, right?
There we go.
That's right. I'm learning, y'all. I'm learning. Okay. Well, we appreciate the honesty.
Oh, no worries.
All right,
you guys have a good day. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Who is that?
Oh, it's my little one.
Bye. Oh,
cute. He's done with the conversation.
Happy holidays, hon.
You too. Thank you.
What is your snitch meal? If you got caught up and witnessed something, the cops just give you that one meal and you snitching to everybody. What would that be? Taking more of your calls up next. All right, good morning. It's Live 101.5 Morning Mess. It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
What is your snitch meal? Story going viral about this young man who was detained by cops because he witnessed a crime. He went hours not snitching out his friends. They knew. He knew that it was his friends. They knew he didn't do it. But he would not give up the goods. He wouldn't give out the details until the cops brought out this sandwich, chips and soda, and he's just snitching on everyone. I'm really trying to do investigative work myself, like what kind of sandwich that was. That must be an amazing sandwich, right?
He must have had all the meats, because...
Not all the meats.
At least five.
He snitched on everybody, including his mom. It's hilarious.
And Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow.
Yeah. Like, sir.
I don't know if you guys really know Jack Harlow, but he threw Jack Harlow's name in it. I'm going to tell you something. If I went to something, the cops had me detained and asked me, I would make them put in some work. Like, I want some clam chowder from San Francisco.
Ooh.
I want some tacos from King Taco in Los Angeles. They're going to have to go worldwide to get me my meal. To start
it's an international snitch.
Joey's like, I wish you would, but for real.
Asking you the question. Okay, so let's talk to Addie. What is your snitch meal?
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be my mom's mole.
Your mom's mole?
Yeah. She doesn't make it that often, but when she makes it, man...
You snitching on your kids at that point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, girl.
Hey, Carly, you're Mexican. What exactly is a mole? I'm sure your mom's mole is incredible. I don't know what is in mole, but I don't really like mole.
Dude, I'm about to fail all of you. I don't know what's in mole. I just know it's delicious, and it's like a dark brown. It looks like it should be chocolate, but it's not because it goes on chicken.
Oh, wait. I thought it was chocolate.
No.
Do you know what's in mole, girl?
They do put chocolate. My mom only puts, like... A little bit, though. So hers comes out spicy. That's why I love it so much.
Okay. Well, listen, girl, if the cops need your help, if I witness a crime and I'm not snitching, maybe you got to bring your mom's mole for me, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
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 Mole. I thought that was a mole.
I thought I knew more about my culture, but apparently not. Apparently there is chocolate in there. I've never seen it be made. I always just show up and it's done, you know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.